My father was out because all the men had other jobs. You know, he was an ARP warden, and he had certain hours after work, and he didn't come until 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, this happened at 1:10. We were bombed out, and I had a brick wall on me. I'll show you the photographs. And my mother started to drag them off me, and I think other people came in to help. And when he came home, the front of the house was perfect. And he just put his key in the lock, opened the door, and nothing. After that, my mother managed to rescue me. My sister was in another room, and she was all right, because it hadn't brought the wall down on her side. And but mother, we nearly lost her. She reacted very, very badly and was taken into a neighbour's house. Fortunately, the woman had been a nurse, and she nursed my mother for a week. But we very touch and go for a week. And my sister and I were taken in further down Blakemere Road, because Blakemere Road is just at the back of us there. They lived at the bottom. They were school teachers at what was then Hanside School. It's now Applecroft. And Miss Ward and Miss Smith, their names were. And we stayed with them for about 5 days. And then, I don't know why, I think we're getting on to holidays or something, and my sister and I had to find other places to live. And we just slept where we could, really, until a woman next two doors away from where we lived went down to Devon. That took her two children and her sister, and they went and lived down in Devon to get out, because the sister lived in London and they got away. And we were allowed to have accommodation in their house. We were allowed to have the kitchen and the bathroom, one bedroom, and use the lounge. And my dad and I slept on the floor. My sister and my mother had beds upstairs. Well, that was at the, still in October. Still in October, because we were only down here for about 4 days. On Christmas Eve, we were given the house in Dixville Road. The council gave Mum and Dad the house in Dixville Road. But, because I was at what was grammar school then, it's Stanborough now, and I had one day off school because I didn't have any uniform. Anyway, with the help of the Royal Engineers, who were at what is Lakeside School now, that didn't exist. That was a holding barracks for men armies going overseas. And the Royal Engineers were in occupation at the time, so they brought the Royal Engineers out. It was them that took some of the rubble off us. And they came in the next day as well, and they made the building safe. And so anyway, we the next day we scrabbled around in the rubble and found enough of it and brushed it down. God. It wasn't washed away, we just got it all brushed down, shaken down, and I went to school on the Thursday or Friday, I think it was.
How frightening. So you must have lost everything of your home, more or less, did you?
Quite a bit of it, yes. These people came and put what they could in storage, but a lot of it was damaged, but they still took it all out, put it into storage. And then, as I say, we existed like that until we got this house in Dixville Road. And gradually we got the stuff back, and my dad was a pretty handy man. He was actually, an accountant prior to being after he's a policeman, really. But he was a handy man. I mean, men in those days could do all sorts of jobs, couldn't they, And he got down and they cleaned things up.